Estate Secure.
America tonight. Each and every show, we take you inside the Beltway to talk about what's happening in Washington, D.C., and how it affects you. Right at the top, we've got Victoria Jones with us from Talk Radio News. Big news, the House, we knew this was coming up. The House approved the Patriot Act extension, and now they're kicking that bill to the Senate. Victoria, what happened here? That's a quick turnaround in less than a week.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround. Well, the difference was that they voted under different rules. Last time they required a two-thirds majority. This time they didn't. It was a much lower bar. Last week it failed 277 to 148. This time it was only 275 to 144. So it was really not much difference in terms of who voted for it. And more than 60 Democrats voted for it, and more than two dozen Republicans opposed it.
They're kind of trading places there then.
Yeah, it's very interesting. I mean, Representative Dana Rohrabacher, a Republican of California, said the American people had a legitimate fear of out-of-control prosecutors and out-of-control spy networks.
Yeah. Well, we go from that, which was a big story, but we've talked about this so much. It was finally delivery day, the Valentine's Day budget from the president, and he talks about cutting $1.1 trillion out of the deficit, reducing it in 10 years. And then there were a whole bunch of other things of where to slash and that kind of stuff. I guess the initial reaction to some of the finer points of the budget.
Well, the initial reaction is that nobody likes it. He hasn't pleased anybody. He hasn't pleased the Republicans because they don't think it goes far enough. He hasn't pleased progressives because they don't like some of the cuts at all in it. And so nobody is pleased about this. And I think there's also a sense that, you know, if they're going to go after you, they might as well go after you for really doing something. And they're saying, look, why not be more bold in approaching the debt problem facing the nation and really go for it, which they're saying that he didn't do one thing or the other thing. And on the other side, people are saying, look, this may have started as budget cutting for Republicans, but right now it's really about power.
Ooh, speaking of power, how about the Defense Secretary Robert Gates? He said on Monday that the Republican proposed cuts to the defense spending is disconnected from what he calls the operational realities. Wow. So he's not happy.
No, he's not happy at all. He says they need $540 billion for fiscal 2011, and that's $14 billion more than what House Republicans are offering in a continuing resolution. So he's saying, yeah, it's disconnected from strategic and operational realities, saying a reduction would be disconnected from the real world. I mean, that's pretty blunt language coming from the defense secretary.
Yeah, no kidding. On a personal note for you, were you at the White House today? Did Jay Carney take over yet? Did he do his first briefing?
He didn't do a briefing because the briefing came from the budget director, Jack Lew, but he did wander around. And I did get to meet him, and so he is there. But it's so interesting. We just got the schedule for tomorrow at the White House, and there's no briefing written down on there either.
Oh, it's a brand new day, Victoria.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun to watch that. All right, Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, thanks as always for joining us at the top of America tonight.
Thanks very much.
All right, specifically, let's talk about this Valentine's Day budget that the president dumped on the Hill. We're talking about a $3.7 trillion budget with some cuts that he says, or that the budget says, if you look at the way it's laid out, will help slow deficits in the next 10 years. But the problem is, it doesn't really look at, first of all, long-term problems. And I think I agree with the Republicans. It doesn't cut deep enough. Not deep enough. Some would say, well, wait a second. You know what the cuts hit? Airports, heat subsidies for the poor, water treatment plants, Pell Grants, so kids getting an education. And that's just a handful of things that I'm naming, the biggest I think that people are talking about. The bulk of what's being cut in this proposed budget would support Obama's five-year freeze on non-security discretionary spending. So that would mean $400 billion in savings. And that's just a teeny part of this federal budget. The budget is going to get hammered. It's going to get hammered because the most progressive people on the floor don't like it. And the most conservative people certainly don't like it. And there doesn't seem to be very much in between. Some Democrats are fans of what's being proposed, but still there's a lot of misses in what's thrown out there. Basically, the president's budget would, the way it's written, eliminate or reduce funding to about 200 government programs. Now, we knew this was going to happen, and we knew it was going to be around 200, but that's where you get that $33 billion in 2012. And what was being released, or controlled releases, is just that it was a very difficult budget. But, you know, you look at the cold weather states. Do you think the Democrats in these cold weather states are going to be happy? $2.5 billion from the program that helps people who don't make hardly any money pay their energy bills, pay that electric bill when they're getting pounded with all this snow, especially this year. The American Gas Association has come out, boom, immediately. They represent the natural gas companies, and they say about 3.2 million households would break down to maybe 9 million or so people are going to be affected by this. And then what about the Pell Grants? The budget would eliminate Pell Grants for summer school. It would make interest on federal loans for graduate students build up during school currently. And then the interest tab doesn't start until after graduation. Basically, and we've talked about this already, the cuts would preserve the maximum Pell Grant of $5,500. And the savings would be $8 billion next year, $6 billion over 10 years. Here's a deep cut. Defense. I talked to Victoria Jones just there about Robert Gates and the Pentagon's take on it. Well, it's pretty tricky because you've got these wars that are killing us, still finishing up in Iraq and Afghanistan. So the 2012 defense budget would come in at about 5% below the 2011 request. So the savings, some of it certainly would come from the fact that there's less troops, a drawdown, if you will, of the forces that we have in Iraq. And also about $78 billion in cuts that initially were earmarked by the Pentagon. But I think that's going to be, I think it's going to be pretty tricky to make that become a reality. Now, this doesn't just kick into law. We all know that, right? We all get that. There's going to be a huge budget process. And I think the House Republicans especially are going to want much bigger cuts. And then you're going to have Democrats in both the House and in the Senate who think Obama went too far. So get ready. This is when it gets fun. Fun. Obama wants to cut $1.1 trillion in deficits, but that's not the whole story. 10 years. There's that little sleight of hand. All right, we're going to tell you what's up our sleeve next. My pal Greg Stebbins from AOL with some warnings about free advice for taxes. Stay tuned.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3.
freeze-dry-guy-3663. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
All the documents and now that's old hat, you've already done it. I think a lot of people tend to procrastinate and then they freak out because they think they need tax help, but you got to be careful of the scams out there. We've had Greg Stebbin on our show many, many times. We love him. He knows a little bit about everything or a lot about a lot of things, whichever way you want to take that. And he officially joined AOL as an editor. So he's now Mr. Big Time. Greg, thanks as always for joining us on the show.
You mean I wasn't big time before?
Well, you already were big. You had a book out.
I guess I'm bigger time. So.
Now you're, yes. I think it's because I was watching Arianna Huffington on Bill Maher's show, and he was just falling all over her, and they're good friends, but he just kept gigging her about how much amazing amount of money she was going to have now with this merger with the Huffington Post at AOL.
Well, I don't want you to think that everyone that works at AOL gets that as a salary every year. So.
Sure. Well, I know one of the things that you're going to talk – yeah, good luck on the taxes if that happens. One of the things that we wanted to talk about, of course, is – It is tax time, so people feel like they need help, that they aren't doing something
right. Well, you do need help. There's no denying that you need help. It's complicated as anything.
It is. That's the deal. See, I have a theory. The more money you have, the cheaper it is to get help, because if I'm a tax lawyer, of course, the wealthier people can afford the best tax attorneys who can go through all the tax codes for you. So
well,
it's
sure,
easier.
But they pay for it. Of course.
That's true.
And there's a free thing offered. There's two things I want to talk about here. One is there's a free service offered by the government in partnership with some of the biggest names in tax preparation, and it's free. And it's an online service where you just go online and you answer the questions, and it does your taxes. And it's phenomenal. But the problem is that kind of free service is an invitation to thieves and scammers to email you and say, oh, take advantage of this free service. And then if you're not thinking, you send them your Social Security number, or you go to a website that's not the official website and you put in your Social Security number and other personal information, and you've now just opened yourself up to the perfect invitation to identity theft or something equally awful.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, when you say equally awful, the first thing I think of is a virus on the computer. That can happen, too, because you give up a portal, right?
That there's all kinds of things. Viruses, they can, you know, there's things called keyloggers that they can download on your computer, so then it watches everything you type, including you go to your bank account, you type in the username and password. I mean, this is really nasty stuff. So one of our sites at AOL is called WalletPop, walletpop.com, and there's a story there in our tax center called Beware of Free Tax Preparation Scams. So half of what we should talk about here is how to know when it's a scam, and the other half is where can you legitimately go to get legitimate free or low-cost help with your taxes, because it's out there. You just have to know where to go and don't put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah, no kidding. How can you tell it's a scam?
Well, first of all, if you get an email from anyone, even if it's from me, Kate, or from you, if you get an email from anyone ever asking you to hit reply and send your personal information, there's a 99% chance that's a scam, because you should never email someone your Social Security number anyway. Anytime someone asks me for my Social Security number, I use this old-fashioned piece of technology called a telephone, and I pick up the phone and I call them. I won't even give someone my Social Security number over a cell phone. Now, I may be paranoid about that, but I understand that your Social Security number is the key to your kingdom. When an identity thief has that, there's all kinds of stuff they can get. So I protect that thing with my life, and everyone should.
Okay, so watch for that, because, of course, don't hit reply. I agree with you. And that goes for a lot of other things, too. You absolutely have to watch out for that, no question.
And that's right. And the email could actually come because there's ways of spoofing people's email addresses. Someone could take your email address and send out a Kate Delaney says, here's a great free tax prep site. And then they ask for the information. You have no idea it happened. And then someone has just scooped up a bunch of really valuable personal information. So that's anytime you get an email asking for personal information, whether it be it says it's from your bank or your credit card company or your IRS, any company or organization that deals with money or sensitive personal information will never, ever, ever ask you to hit reply and give them that kind of information via email.
All right, so that's a very, very good tip. Watch out for that. To actually get this free help, talking about IRS.gov, but the first thing people think is, wow, do I want to really go on this site, and do I qualify? What's the deal with qualifying? And you shouldn't worry about going to IRS.gov,
by the way.
Well, I was
just going to say, I mean, they're not watching that closely. Well, maybe they are, but if they have that kind of power, then, you know, we should all just give up.
Yeah,
so
no kidding.
There's this program called Free File. And it's a very interesting program for a couple of reasons. First of all, you have to get there through the IRS website. There are a lot of different companies participating, like H&R Block. But if you go to H&R Block for their free tax preparation service, the rules are different than if you start at IRS.gov and start there through the Free File program. So to qualify, you have to have what's called an adjusted gross income of $58,000 or less. Let me read you the very simple definition of adjusted gross income from the IRS. They say adjusted gross income is defined as gross income minus adjustments to income. I know that's very vague, but it's the tax code. So
right. You
really just need to go to IRS.gov, click on the Free File button, and then dig in there to see if you're going to qualify. But here's another statistic that I find very interesting, and this is right off the IRS website. Did you know that approximately 70% of all taxpayers have an AGI of $58,000 or less? That means that about 70% of us qualify to use this Free File service. So you really should take advantage of it. And even if you have an adjusted gross income of more than $58,000, There's even some free help there as well. They have fillable tax forms that you can fill out there that will actually do some of the math for you. And they know where people make most of the mathematical mistakes. And these forms have been created to help you avoid making those mistakes. I mean, at some point with your income, it makes sense to go get professional help. But if you want to do it yourself, that is a great resource, even if you don't qualify for the free file service itself.
Yeah. And there's some other places, too, where you can get free online prep, right?
Well, there's actually a lot of places. I mean, starting with, you know, like the H&R Block companies, many of them have some level of free service. So you can also investigate there. And you just don't want to get trapped in a scam. So if you're going to take advantage of a free service, one of the things I would recommend you do is take the name of the company or the organization, because there's also some nonprofits that help people with their taxes as well. But take the name of the organization or the company and Google it and see what other people are saying.
And there you go.
You'll find out very quickly whether it's a trustworthy organization or not.
Yeah, let me ask you this question. Do you do your own taxes?
Absolutely not.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, did
because
you just hear there
too
was
many write-offs.
there's a congressman who I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he suggested that every member of Congress should be required to do his own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a brilliant suggestion. And then the reporter who was talking to him said, "Do you do your own taxes?" And you know what he said?
No.
Absolutely not.
but not.
I have to say, this free file program is really great in that it really was designed to make it easier for people to do their taxes. And I've always felt that one of the worst parts about taxation is that it costs you money to get ready to pay taxes. That's insane. So 70% of the American public can go use this free file service for free at irs.gov. And I think that's a great step in the right direction. And frankly, technology and the Internet is really what's making this possible.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know what the problem is? A lot of us are self-employed or we have freelance jobs, and then that's where it gets tricky and you really have to make sure you get that right.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. I mean, at some point, your tax, either your income is high enough or your situation is complicated enough that you are going to need professional help. I will tell you that at WalletPop, the tax center, if you go to walletpop.com and then look on the left margin, it says taxes. There is an incredible amount of information there. It is a great resource and a great place to start with just researching, do I need to hire a professional? How should I hire a professional? What are possible deductions that I may not know about? All those kinds of things. It's a great place to go and get information. And it's all written in kind of normal people language, not IRS legal language, because that's really what you want. It's easy to get lost with this stuff.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. It's easy to get lost, that's for certain. Greg Stebbin, congratulations once again. We look forward to talking to you some more down the line, of course, with this new AOL gig and everything else that you're doing. Thanks, Greg.
It's great to be here, Kate.
Most of us eat a blend of processed, man-made, and all-natural food. But the food you eat may not provide all the nutrition your body needs. We now know that liquid vitamin supplements are absorbed faster than pills. That's why you need C-Energy. From AffinityCEnergy.com, sea vegetation is known to be the richest source of organic minerals, and that's what you'll find in all-natural, great-tasting Sea Energy. Sea Energy contains aloe vera, black cherry, cranberry, and pomegranate juices, plus ginseng, cat's claw, ginger, ginkgo biloba, and over 50 trace minerals needed for healthy metabolism, all from natural organic sea plant sources. Get a 10% discount by using promo code GCN at checkout when you order Sea Energy from AffinityCEnergy.com. Call 855-732-3637. That's 855-732-3637. Or go to AffinitySeaEnergy.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora.
Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
For all of you doing taxes, as we were thinking about the tax thing earlier, I think, last week, and then pouring into this week, because it's about that time. People are getting all of their tax forms back, those W-2s, and pouring over them and saying, I made how much? Are you kidding me? But regardless, I was kind of curious, how many people do their own taxes? How many people use TurboTax? How many people go to an accountant? How many people go to H&R Block? How many people just end up doing it themselves? I like to go the do-it-myself route. Although, everyone I know gets paranoid, and then at the end, they know a friend who knew a friend who knew somebody that could has an uncle that's an accountant, and they end up going to them. And the problem is, who knows what they're going to charge you. And I don't know. Do you get more peace of mind? I'm not sure. So Valentine's Day. Did you have a good Valentine's Day? Were you one of the people that got some of the 14 million roses? Did you give some of those roses? If you did and you got it at the last second, you'd probably pay it a jacked up price. Remember that for last year. All you have to do is take out your iPhone or one of those appointment books, whatever it is, or just a little scraggly piece of paper and write Valentine's Day coming up. get those flowers a few days ahead of time, and then you're not going to pay through the nose. So in honor of Valentine's Day, we did some political Valentines. I had a couple left over. Check this one out and see if you can guess who wrote this. Roses are red, violets are blue. I love Alaska, and so will you. Sarah Palin. I know. It's weak. I'm no Dane Cook, okay? So, how about this one? Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. I love it and how. That's why I want to be mayor, even if I make you cry or if I have to lie.
I don't know. I would venture to say that Dane Cook wrote these. I don't think Dane Cook's that funny.
All right, so he makes millions. I feel okay then.
He's a pretty good entertainer. I'll give him that. But as far as funny, I don't know. He's not witty at all. He's just
he's not witty.
No.
He just bags on certain things.
I don't know. He's somehow made a career for himself. So I'm not gonna hate on the guy for that. But I don't get it.
I'm not so sure I get it either. He was in this stupid movie with Kate Hudson that made no sense, but I thought any actor could do this. But I am all about capitalism, just as Matt is, in the sense that, hey, if you create it and you're a content merchant and somebody picks up on it, well, good for you. Because if someone's buying what you're selling, then you're making it in some way, shape, or form, even if the majority of us don't think it's funny or whatever. But I don't know. Come on. The Rahm Emanuel, and that was good. I'm going to say it again. Are you ready? Chicago, Chicago, that toddling town. I love it and how. That's why I want to be mayor, even if I make you cry or if I have to lie. I'm going to send that to Rahm Emanuel. I'm going to send it to him. He already hates me. Someone I know knows Rahm Emanuel, and he would never come on the air with me. I don't get it. I mean, I don't know why. I wasn't even beating him up at the time either. Okay, speaking of getting beaten up, I used to get beat up at this, figuratively, at this place that I work, this IPTV television station I work for, because everybody there... They were crazy. It was like a badge of honor when you had no sleep. So, in other words, if you could stay at the studio because we had this pressing thing and you slept 1.5 hours and you downed a bunch of those monster drinks or Red Bull or whatever, then bravo for you. You get the badge of honor. Then I read this thing earlier in the day that energy drinks are not so great, perhaps. Because, yeah, your kids get hyper, but they almost might make your kids unhealthy to the point of they could, if your child has some form of diabetes and you don't even know it, it could create seizures, cardiac problems, mood and behavior disorders. They did a study, to be fair, to tell you where this information came from, and it's just plucking it out of the sky. They did this study called Health Effects of Energy Drinks on Children, Adolescents, and Young Adults. And what they found was that it has no benefits or any therapeutic benefits whatsoever. The known and unknown properties of what the ingredients break down to be, in other words, what they really are, not just what you read on the back of the can, but when you break it down further. So you use that, combine it with the toxicity, and it puts kids at risk for health problems. And this is just one study, but they surveyed adolescents that were drinking energy drinks, and as many as 50% say they consume the energy drinks a couple times a day. So what the study showed was that the stimulants, all that caffeine in the energy drinks, the safe levels haven't really been established for kids. So that's great because kids like it. I've seen kids in the stores, oh, Red Bull, Red Bull, or whatever the drink is. I don't want to pick on Red Bull because there's so many of them, but whatever. And they want them. And now they're saying, well, geez, we don't really know what the safe level of consumption is. You know, there's, we don't know what it is. We're not sure. Is it more than a cup of coffee? Is it like a cup of coffee? You know, you get what I'm saying here. But what's so odd about it, it was on the front page of one of the Miami newspapers, pretty big newspaper, I want to say Miami Herald. And, you know, and that's what drew me to it. I was reading something else in that paper. But what's so odd is they talk about the energy drink overdose could lead to these seizures, strokes, and even sudden death, right? But they don't give you any specifics of it. I mean, I don't see any, they followed these people, but they didn't say, okay, these many people or these many adolescents had overdoses. So are they trumping it up? This Miami School of Medicine, you got to question kind of their research. So of course people had a spike in certain things in some of their levels. But, and I understand that they don't know what the safe level of consumption is for some of the ingredients, but come on now. Talk about an inflated headline. So how many people overdosed? I don't see that information anywhere. And man, and I checked too, and I couldn't find it anywhere. So it's just a big headline that made you think, wow, that's crazy. I want, you know, kids overdosing on energy drinks, but it does give you pause. It does make you think, well, how many energy drinks have you ever had, and did it make you feel kind of racy? Matt, have you ever done that? Have you ever just, you know, had a cramp or something, or you stayed up late, or you had to go to work or whatever, and you drank some of the Red Bulls or any of the other drinks? It could be any of the energy drinks. And did it make you feel kind of jittery?
I don't know. I didn't drink a lot of those, I guess, because they weren't really around when I was doing the late night cramming. It was more coffee and taking no-dos or something like that.
No-dos. Who? How'd they make you feel?
I don't remember the no-dos. I think it was all right, but I remember there was one time I stayed up, I think it was like 24 hours during finals my freshman year. I think I took some Vivarin, which is like no-dos, but a little different. And I remember feeling kind of jittery after that. So, but then it was also staying up for 24 hours too. So, probably not the smartest thing to do.
Yeah. What's the longest? And I bet you people in the audience can relate to this. Some of you that are driving trucks, you know what I mean. Even though you're supposed to log in, and they're all careful about that now. But what's the longest you've ever stayed up?
Man, I don't really. I think it might have been. I did like 36 hours one time.
That was
back when I was like 21, and that's the longest I think I've ever been. That's what I remember. It stands out to me, so I think that's what it was, and definitely don't recommend it. It takes a while to recover after that.
Yeah, it takes a while to recover. I agree. My longest was 3 days, and it takes a long time to really bounce back. The idea, so it would be the same as Matt's, the idea that you're just running on this adrenaline or whatever, and finally you'll crash and you'll catch up on that sleep. You really don't. It does. It really throws you off for like a week. It was hard for me to bounce back from that 36 hours. But I bet there's some people out there that could push it even further than we did with the 36 hours. It's funny because I'm coming back around to this thing of where I worked, and it was a badge of honor if you just stayed up these crazy hours. And if you came in and said, you know, I worked however many hours straight on XYZ project, it was like, oh, yeah, that's awesome. You're the man. That's great. But really, what kind of damage are you doing? And then you're popping all the energy drinks and whatever else it is. Like Matt said, maybe you go old school, because I guess that's kind of old school now if you do the no-dose things. But sometimes, and in some professions, seriously, it kind of calls for it, doesn't it? Mm. Just a quick reminder, if you want to get to us, the show that is America Tonight, all roads lead to the website. Twitter and Facebook and chat and all that stuff, go to americatonight.net.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Shaking in Washington, the president's budget, and the fact that the most liberal weren't happy and the most conservative weren't happy. The budget will not pass muster, I'm sure of it, but that's kind of typical. I wonder, it would be interesting to go back, and I had a hard time finding this out, but I bet you I could eventually find this out. I could go back to a few presidencies, but how many presidents turned in their so-called budget and didn't have problems with it, where everybody said, oh, no, this is great. But the problem is the argument over the deficit and spending cuts. It's the same thing that's been talked about now for over a year, and that's the bottom line. So we're talking about the same thing, only this time it's in this budget, and nobody's happy with it. So that's where we started. We started talking about Washington. And then, of course, we mixed in a couple of other things, tax fraud and the energy drink deal and this crazy study about energy drinks. They could be dangerous for kids and teenagers, and doctors are saying, you know, they don't know what the level is of the amounts of the caffeine and other things in there and blah, 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 and that it could be lead to possible strokes or heart attacks or any of that kind of stuff, and yet they didn't have any they didn't have any hardcore numbers for it, so that's the problem with it. So coming up, we're going to give you the daily salute. But before we do that, I want to mix in a couple of other things that are in our wheelhouse, so to speak, on America Tonight. Coming up, by the way, I've had so many questions about, when are we going to do Nail the Score again? Well, football season is over. I know we all are kind of depressed that football's done. It's very weird still on Sunday because we just went through our first weekend without football. But we're going to have Hoop coming up in March Madness, and so we will do Nail the Score during March Madness. So let's just get that out of the way. That's coming up. It's like a month from now. We'll start getting into the tournament, and like I said, then of course we'll do that. Something else that's been talked about is Chevron being fined $9.5 billion in Ecuador. I spent some time in Ecuador as I did through Children International. It adopted a boy from Children International, and you know, you do that thing where you send monthly money, and they do wonderful things for these kids. And I went to visit Jose and his brother David in a place called Guayaquil, and also had a chance to go to Quito. What's, I think, is finally about time, an Ecuadorian judge ruled that in a huge environmental showdown that Chevron was responsible for oil drilling contamination in that northern jungle and ordered them to pay $9.5 billion in damages and cleanup costs. I mean, it was a mess. I talked to a lot of people there who said, you know, no doubt about it, Chevron has destroyed parts of what is a beautiful area of Quito. Quito also has a volcano, and it seemed as though they were going to get off scot-free. But lo and behold, finally, you know, Chevron said the decision was illegitimate and unenforceable, but finally I think a court did the right thing. They said they couldn't get a fair trial in Ecuador, but I think that, and they removed all their assets, by the way, from the country, especially now because they've got a leftist president. At the time when I was there, they didn't, but they do now. But regardless, I think Chevron was so complicit in what they did to that area, that really sensational area, that they deserved to get this fine regardless of who's in power or what's going on. So bravo that the right ruling actually came down. That was probably some of the best news I think that they could hear, because this has been going on for a very long time, a very, very long time. All right, now for the daily salute. We haven't done a daily salute, I think, in, I don't know, maybe it hasn't been that long. Probably a couple of weeks. You know, in the daily salute, I've also had people ask me about this. Is like Alan asked me, and that's just what made me think about it a couple of days ago in an email. Hey, whatever happened to the daily salute? I thought it was supposed to be daily. Yeah, it was supposed to be daily, and we did kind of get away from it. But I thought we would bring it back, and we would add different twists to it. Because remember, with the daily salute, it's something either tremendous that finally has happened, somebody giving something back, a good Samaritan, whatever it might be. And we're really going to cut a wide swath if we're revitalizing it. It's not going to be sometimes the obvious things. So I'm going to say the daily salute goes to Jeopardy. And I know that sounds odd. I'm not a big game show fan, but I kind of like the Jeopardy thing, because I think when you put yourself up against some of the tougher questions in Jeopardy, you have to know a little bit more. And there was a player named Brad Reuter, and then there's a supercomputer named Watson. That's what they're calling Watson. And what happened is Jeopardy decided they would have this battle of man versus machine. And I happened to tune into this and then figured out what was going on. But they're neck and neck, they're tied. So this guy, because you think the computer would just kick our rear ends. So this guy, Reuter, and the supercomputer end their first round of Jeopardy tied at 5,000. And that whoever the other challenger was, it was, you know, light years behind them, I'll say, money-wise. Because remember, this Brad Reuter was the show's all-time money winner. I knew I had seen him before. He won over $3 million. And the other guy who was the other human challenger who's playing with him against the computer, too, had the longest winning streak. He won like 74 games or something like that. So they were the most successful players in Jeopardy history. So I think it's cool that he's come back and he's tied the computer. And will it be that he eventually knocks, you know, off the computer? This has got to be a historic thing. No quiz show has done anything like this before. And the categories they used were, you know, name the decade, Beatles. I think there was an Olympics thing. And it was fascinating to watch. It was fascinating to watch this go on. And they're going to, I think they continue it through the week. What they did was they were taped at an IBM research center last month, and they haven't told the outcome, so they kept it under wraps. Both men swore to not say the outcome, and we're watching history. So I think that's pretty cool. I think that's the daily salute. Why not? The fact that they came back and the one guy's actually, yeah, actually tied. But it is kind of I don't know, it is kind of crazy to watch the computer go up against the two humans. So we'll see how it all ends up. The amazing computer. It is kind of strange, but I think just groundbreaking. So I know it's a little bit out of the box, a little bit in a different direction. But I like it, right? That's how we roll. All right, a couple of quick things before we skedaddle here at the end, including this one. NASA had this spacecraft that zipped by a comet late last night, keeping what they call a cosmic date that wrapped up in what they're calling the best Valentine's Day flyby. And it's this Stardust Next probe that flew within 120-some miles of the comet and took photos and measurements the whole time. So it took the mission scientists until midnight to confirm the encounter because of the lag time between the probe and Earth. And the first comet images should arrive on the computers, I guess, around 3 a.m. this morning. It'll be cool to see those photos. Pretty neat.